all about paradise. It's all about paradise. All about paradise. It's all about paradise. All about paradise.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our program All About Paradise. Inshallah, today fascinating, informative information we'll share with you about Jannah. And in specific today we'll be talking about markets of Jannah. We'll talk about beholding of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, today as well. So be with us from start till end. You will be learning a lot today. Respected viewers, my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions before we perform any good deed or any permissible task. Alhamdulillah, I am going to present this program having this intention that I'll deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You all shall make this intention. You will be with us from start till end. You'll remember what you learned and pass this knowledge on to others too. As we'll be talking about description of Jannah, as we'll be talking about blessings a believer will attain when he will go to Jannah inshaAllah, you can also make an intention that you will learn those blessings, those barakas, those ni'mas inshallah, what a believer will be having in Jannah, and you will try to strive to attain those blessings as well. With this beautiful intention, let's now start our program. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, it's always a good idea to have a blessing of salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu was salam as well, because sending salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu was salam itself is a great blessing. It means to attain barakah and blessings. And no doubt, one of the beautiful ways to receive mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and eventually enter paradise, what we are talking about today. So sending salat and salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, there's many blessings and virtues. One I would like to share with you. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu was salam has mentioned, the one who sends one's salat upon me, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person, removes 10 of his sins and elevates his ranks 10 times, insha'Allah azza wa jal. And those ranks, when it means insha'Allah azza wa jal, you will see those ranks in Jannah, insha'Allah azza wa jal, through the blessings of sending salat and salutations upon the best of creation, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. So once you all, wherever you are sitting, whoever is right now watching, I request, send once salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam out of love and devotion, and we'll start after that description of Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. As I earlier mentioned in introduction, that today we'll be talking about markets of Jannah and beholding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. Subhanallah. Especially because there is no death in Jannah, because sleep is a form of death. This is something we need to understand. When the dwellers of Jannah enter Jannah, they will attain their ranks according to the virtues of their good deeds, and there is no limit of His divine mercy. So as I earlier said, send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, insha'Allah azza wa jal, this is one of the beautiful ways to increase our darajat, our levels in Jannah. Now, everyone will have their own status, own maqam, according to their virtues, according to their good deeds, what they would have performed in this dunya. Further, it is mentioned, they will be granted the permission to behold their Rabb Azza wa Jal after the length of a week of this world. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. One of the most beautiful blessings, or one of the biggest blessings a person will have, a believer will have in Jannah, that will be to behold his Rabb Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. That is the biggest blessing a believer will have in Jannah. The divine throne will appear, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal a divine manifestation in one of the gardens of Jannah. Then pulpit of noor, pearl, ruby, gold and silver will be laid down for the dwellers of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, these are the arrangements which are being made for those believers who are going to behold their Rabb Azza wa Jal. And it is further said, and the most inferior of them will sit upon a mount of musk and kafur, and no one among them is inferior. Allahu Akbar. Within their own presumption, they will not consider those sitting on the chairs to be superior than them. The blessed sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be as clear and apparent as the sun and the moon on a night when it is full, is viewed by everybody from wherever they stand, as nobody blocks others' view while seeing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend his blessed manifestation upon everyone and will say to one amongst them, O so and so, son of so and so, do you remember that day you did such and such thing? He Azza wa Jal will remind him of some of his sins in the world. So he will humbly say, O Rabb Azza wa Jal, have you not forgiven me? Allah Azza wa Jal will reply, indeed, it is by vastness of my forgiveness that you reached this status of yours. So while they are in this very state, they will be covered by a cloud that will shower fragrance upon them. Allahu Akbar. Such a fragrance whose smell they had never smelt before. And Allah Azza wa Jal will say, go towards the honor that I have prepared for you and take whatever you desire. Allahu Ghani. Allahu Ghani. Then what will happen, respected viewers of Madani Channel? People will go to that market which will be surrounded by the angels. There will be such things that no eyes would have seen before, no ear would have heard of, and nor have these things ever perceived by anyone's heart. Whatever they will like, they'll be granted. There'll be no buying or selling in that market. The dwellers of Jannah will meet each other in that market. The Jannah dwellers with a lower rank will see and would like the garment of the Jannah dweller with a higher rank. Their conversation will not come to an end, and the lower ranked Jannah dweller will presume that his clothing is better than the higher ranked Jannah dweller. Subhanallah. And that is because, what is the reason for this? There is no grief or sorrow for anyone in Jannah. They will then return to their houses from there, and their wives will welcome them, saying while congratulating them, you have returned and your beauty is a lot greater than when you left us. They will reply, today we had the privilege of sitting in the blessed court of our Lord Azza wa Jal, and this is the reason that we have become so. This beauty is the reason of beholding our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, it is further mentioned, when Jannah dwellers, meaning the residents of Jannah, will wish to meet each other, what will happen? The throne of one will approach the throne of other. In another narration, it is stated, excellent rides and horses will be brought to them, and they will be carried on them wherever they desire. Respected viewers, let me pause here. We've heard about blessings of Jannah. We talked about markets of Jannah. We heard that there will be no buying or selling. We heard that whatever a person will need, he'll get it. We heard about the transports. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, a person who will reside in Jannah will get beautiful rides and horses will be brought for him. And he will have no grief, no worries whatsoever. But today, in this dunya, we face so many worries, problems, tensions which are associated with livelihood, which are associated with earnings, earning halal income. It's not easy in this day and age. Many people, they are facing problems, issues, and due to that, they have got problems in their own home. Because it's a great grief in this dunya to earn halal sustenance. But Allahu Akbar, as there is no grief whatsoever in Jannah, there we won't be having any liability. There we will not have any sort of burden of earning. We won't be earning there. Today, if we want to go out for shopping, first of all, we need to check our wallet. We need to check our pocket. Do we have money to buy stuff we are going? We wish to go for shopping. Everyone wants to buy stuff. Everyone wants to fulfill his needs and desires. We want to go out in market to buy stuff. Whatever we fascinate, whatever we like, we want to buy for our kids. We want to buy for our family members. It's a human nature. He likes to buy stuff when he has money. But sometimes we don't have money. We can't enjoy those luxuries. We cannot fulfill our wishes due to the reason we do not have money. But respected viewers, if we strive hard in this dunya for Jannah, for everlasting abode, where we'll be living forever inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Little bit hard work here, little bit grief here, but we always try to strive for halal inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We do sabr here inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. What will happen? When we go to Jannah, there'll be no grief inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. When we go to Jannah, we'll be able to buy anything we wanted. And there'll be no buying or selling there. Today, we wish to have a better car, we wish to have a better transport, we wish to have a luxury car, maybe some people they want to have. But subhanAllah, in Jannah, you will be provided rides, you will be provided horses. They will come for you inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And you'll ride on them. Your throne will travel to your friends, whoever you would want to meet. Subhanallah, what else you need? If you wanted to have a food, today we think about foods and we want to eat foods. But in Jannah, a bird flying inshaAllah, if you would wish to eat that, that will come in front of you roasted and you could have it. This is beauty of Jannah. This is blessings Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has prepared for whom? For you, for me, for believers. Yes, those they do sabr in this dunya. Those they earn halal in this dunya. Those they strive for that everlasting abode, peaceful place of Jannah. They strive for that. They wish to go there. They follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved alayhi salatu wassalam. They fight with their nafs and shaitan and they prepare for the better hereafter. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the one who will have right beliefs, the one who will strive for Jannah, these blessings are for them. These barakahs are for them, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Further, respected viewers of Madinah, it is mentioned, the Jannah dweller with the lowest rank will be the one who will have his gardens, wives, bounties, servants, and throne up to the distance of 1,000 years. And the most revered amongst them in the sight of Allah Almighty is the one who will be privileged to behold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every morning and evening. Allahu Akbar. The one who will have more higher rank and he will have a higher status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be blessed to behold his Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala every morning and every evening. What else do we need? And yes, respected viewers of Madinah Channel, let me assure you, there is no bigger blessing than to behold your Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the biggest blessing a resident of Jannah will have, that he will have vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will behold his Rabb, his creator, Azza wa Jal. And the higher status one possesses, the more opportunity will he have to behold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is further mentioned, when the Jannah dwellers will enter Jannah, Allah Azza wa Jal will say to them, is there anything else that you want me to provide for you? They will humbly say, you have brightened our faces, entered us into Jannah, and granted us salvation from hell. At that time, the veil will be lifted, which was overspread upon the creation, and they wouldn't have received anything more superior than the blessed sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Respect views of Manin Chen. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, those they are believers, those they are devotees of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, those they follow sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, insha'Allah azza wa jal, they will behold their Rabb azza wa jal, insha'Allah azza wa jal, in Jannah. We should prepare for that. We should strive hard for that. Mashaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afv kar aur sada ke liye razi ho ja. Afv kar aur sada ke liye razi ho ja. Gar karam kar de to jannat mein rahunga ya Rab. Gar karam kar de to jannat mein rahunga ya Rab. Yes, respect views of Madani Channel, one thing is very crystal clear. This would be the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will eventually make us enter into Jannah. Whatever good deeds we perform, they are just means to get closeness, proximity of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should have hope upon the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that through His mercy He will make us enter into Jannah. Not because of our good deeds. We should do, we should perform, we should strive, because we should follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we should not be arrogant, we should not be proud of our good deeds, and we should not be dependent on our good deeds that they will make us enter into Jannah. No, it will be the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Amir of Ahl-Sunnah is praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not mentioning about his own good actions, his good deeds. He is talking about the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he is making dua, Ya Allah, forgive me and become pleased with me forever. Afw kar aur sada ke liye razi ho ja. Gar karam kar de to jannat mein rahunga ya Rab. If your mercy will be with me, inshallah, I will reside into Jannah. So another important point we learn, we should strive for Jannah, we should work hard for Jannah, we should prepare for Jannah, we should do all those actions which lead to Jannah. That we should not be dependent upon those actions alone. Rather, we should have this understanding and mindset that end of the day, eventually, that will be the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that will be the karam of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Insha'Allah, through his intercession, we will go into Jannah. Because ham Rasulullah ke jannat Rasulullah. We belong to Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Jannah is of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Is possession of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. He is the owner of Jannah, inshaAllah azza wa jal. He is beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have been granted to Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Keys of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have been given to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Treasures of both worlds, they have been in the possession of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam. Hence, Jannah is also in the possession of Mustafa. He is the owner of that Jannah through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal has made him Malik of Jannah. So inshaAllah azza wa jal, if we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, sunnahs of Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, commandments of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we'll have true love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah, we will enter in Jannah And inshallah, we should also pray that we get the proximity of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. And as we heard about the biggest blessing a person who will reside in Jannah, a resident of Jannah will attain, will be beholding of Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal. Inshallah, we will go to Jannah, we will behold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all for today. Keep watching Madani channel. We'll be back with another beautiful episode of All About Paradise. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise. All about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise.